Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Contradiction of Sinners. And I'll start in Hebrews 12, verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. That word endured in the Greek means hupomino, and that means to remain, abide, I like this, not recede or flee. And contradiction in the Greek means ontologia, and that means dispute, disobedience, gainsaying, or strife. So what does it mean to abide in Christ? Does it mean to propagate a hippie-like love? Does it mean being nice to your neighbors? How about building a soup kitchen for the homeless? What most seem to miss or utterly reject is the largest part of truly shining the light of Christ, that is, speaking the truth in a world of deception, being despised, rejected, even disposed of by this world for the sake of the Word of God. Matthew 10:24-25. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Is it any wonder the Lord warns few will press into the confined path to eternal life? Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That word narrow in the Greek means thlebo, and that means to crowd, or to press as grapes, press hard upon, a compressed way. The Lord says many will try, few will make it, Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. And who is that strait gate? John 10:7-9. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Yep, abiding in Christ and entering through the confined door of Christ means being a partaker of Christ's sufferings. 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And the suffering of the saints glorifies the Lord, which is why so few modern Christians want to suffer, because they're compromised, feminized, paganized, hypocritical cowards that will end up in the lake of fire. Revelation 21:7-8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But for the true saints out there, struggling, pressed together by this narrow path, remember that the Lord knows exactly what you're going through, Hebrews 4:14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If we hold fast to the truth till the end, we get a crown of eternal life. Sounds like a good deal to me. Press into the tribulation, saints. Because the Lord didn't retreat, why should we? Romans 8:16-18. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That was my study on the contradiction of sinners. Yeah, that was a topic I was kind of thinking about, pressing into tribulation. A lot of people don't like to press into tribulation, but that is exactly what the Christian has to do, press into tribulation. Actually, be joyful in tribulation and leap for joy, the Lord says. When darkness comes, when tribulation comes, when the world hates you like the Lord said it would, press into it, because you have the truth, you have the light. Except ye be reprobates, you know your own selves, are you in Jesus Christ or not? So if we press into tribulation and we're not afraid of tribulation and trials, because the fearful won't inherit the kingdom of God, and we're courageous, we're bold as a lion standing against evil, resisting the devil, we'll overcome the world, we'll inherit eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that was just the topic I was thinking about recently, and I hope it blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.